Jamaica.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And let me first of all say how pleased I am to note that within 12 hours of the announcement of the coup, we could have gathered here as a family of concerned citizens at the highest level representing our countries to express our opinions on what has been a sudden attack against the very principles which brought us together. I want to say that most of what I have heard I will agree with. Certainly, the repudiation of the coup, I think our resolution must include the repudiation of the coup. Next, it must include the demand for the restitution of President Manuel Zelaya as the constitutionally elected head of state in the Republic of Honduras. And the third call, I'm reading from the Argentinian statement, that they must, the armed forces and whomever else they're associated with, must abandon the coup, and must the military must return to its barracks and allow civil rule to be re-established. Now, there is a difference among our members as to whether there should be a special session of the UN Security Council or whether there should be a meeting of foreign ministers or whether we should have a special General Assembly. I think we would have to work out, the Secretary General would have to determine whether all three or one of three would be acceptable. I certainly think initially we should consider a meeting of the foreign ministers to increase the level of support and interest and show the urgency to the people of Honduras, the extent to which we regard this wound on their body politic to have been effected. After that, we could see whether we would have a General Assembly or a meeting of the Security Council. We'd also like to have it, the resolution, include a respect for the diplomatic agreements that Honduras are party to, which would include the condemnation of any attacks or violations of the human rights of its own citizens, as well as any attacks on diplomatic personnel or persons who have been accredited to Honduras. And then the OAS must unanimously support the concept that the Secretary General should be empowered to act in his own best interest. I think most people have agreed that he ought to move immediately into Honduras. I would ask, in his own interest, that he take some sort of assessment about the security situation in that country and ensure that if he goes, his person will be safe and protected so that we don't add another a problem to the problems that we already have. I think, Mr. Chairman, those are the issues that I think ought to be included in our resolution. In closing, I only want to add that the basis of advancement socially, politically, and economically is the rule of law, the respect for the rights of others, and our constant striving towards societies which understand each other, and through agreements which we make, particularly when these agreements are bound up with constitutional commitments, that they must never be disregarded, they must never be abjured or debased. And when they happen, they hurt us in many, many ways. Latin America and the Caribbean is one part of the world which has abjured that behavior. We continue to abjure it, and we ask all citizens of whatever type, in whatever country, to observe what has happened in Honduras and to pray that the people of Honduras will not suffer this harm, this wound under body politic which has been effected against them. Thank you.